Guaranty Trust Bank Limited and Trust Bank Limited have successfully structured and administered the first syndicated bank loan in the history of the Gambia. The loan amounting to $100 million will be used to support Gamcel's network expansion project. We have details in this report by Mariama Faye.
If there is anybody still asking the need for so many banks in the Gambia, the signing ceremony for the first ever syndicate medium-term loan facility is the answer. History has been recorded in the Gambia banking industry as Guaranty Trust Bank Gambia Limited and Trust Bank Limited put pen to paper on a record $100 million 5-year syndicated medium-term loan facility document put together for the national GSM operator of the Gambia, Gamcel. This program turned out to be the first successful syndication to be accomplished in the books of the Gambian banking industry and commercial bank lendings.
Permit me at the outset to congratulate Guaranty Trust Bank Gambia Limited and Trust Bank Limited for successfully structuring, arranging and administering the first syndicated bank loan in the Gambia in the amount of $100 million to support the Gamcel network expansion project. It is indeed a story of what is possible when banks come together and in concert to efficiently provide a light loan to a Gambian company.
Loan syndication is a common channel used by banks to meet light financing requirements needed by reputable institutions to enable them fund major expansion projects. According to the Banking Act, 25% is the limit for the lending bank's shareholders' funds. This is referred to in the banking phrase as the single obligor limit. When banks are confronted with a loan demand that is higher than the single obligor limit, one of the solutions they resort to is loan syndication.
Mr. Chairman, I am sure many of you are aware that Gamcel, on behalf of the Gambia government, have recently signed a construction and maintenance contract to participate in the laying of over 17,000 kilometers of submarine fiber optic cable stretching along the coast of the Atlantic Ocean from Portugal to South Africa. This cable will be connecting to 23 countries with a landing point in the Gambia. This landing point or station will provide Gambia with direct independent access to an almost unlimited internet and voice international transmission capacity to the outside world. This is crucial considering the rapid developments in the Gambian telecommunication sector today.
Meanwhile, Gamcel's officials are optimistic about this development. They agree that syndication has the potential to increase the company's network coverage to 80% nationwide, with the construction, supply, and installation of equipment to add 10 additional cell sites on its network, 8 of which are in the provinces. With these improvements, Gamcel's revitalized marketing activities are expected to accommodate new customers into its network on a daily basis.
As a rapidly developing economy with an annual growth rate of at least 5%, the country needs banks to pool their resources together to fund major private as well as public sector projects such as roads, hospitals, industries, agricultural outlays, telecommunication companies, etc. Banks are a development partner.
With the $100 million syndicated loan by GTB and Trust Bank Limited and the multitude of services in the pipeline, the new plan is expected to consolidate and enhance the infrastructure resources of the Gamcel Group through the rationalization of the innovative services in the Gambian telecommunications market within the next few months. Mariama Faye, GRTS.